think Dolly Parton, and chances are two things will spring to mind: big hair and big hits. But while Dolly is most famous for her music, for the past 15 years, she's also been behind a campaign to get children reading. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library offers a book through the post to children from birth to age 5. It started in her native Tennessee in 1996, and 4 years ago, it was introduced to Rotherham with a visit from Dolly herself.
This morning, Dolly Parton arrived in this former steel town, and she bounded onto stage in a spangly green dress and immediately launched into song.
It was a great day. We came up in the bus and came early in the morning, went to the hospital and signed the first child up with the book, and most people just couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, Rotherham, I come to find out, is, you know, not necessarily seen across the country as, you know, the hot spot of the UK.
I got to make sure I say your town right. It's Rotherham. Did I get it right? I've been practicing, because it don't look like that on paper. In the States, anything that's H-A-M, we have to say Rotherham.
That was in 2007, but 4 years on, did the Imagination Library get Rotherham reading? I'm going to visit Rotherham to see how it fared after the country circus left town. But first, I'm on my way to Dollywood in Tennessee, the theme park based around Dolly's life, which she co-owns. Along with traditional theme park rides, Dollywood also features a replica of the wooden shack where she grew up. And there's an entire museum filled with memorabilia. It was in the museum that I met Dolly Parton.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned